Gary McDade, out of the Ulster Championship at the first hurdle, disappointing day in Bristol Park. How do you sum up that defeat against Fermanagh tonight?
That's just gut-wrenching, Ushin, so it is, you know. Especially when we pulled a 12-12 there, got in late in the game. We had the momentum, so we had. I just thought things were slowly turning around for us. Half time, we rejigged a few things. We struggled in their kick out big time the first half, so we did, and we got a wee bit more joy in the second half, and that brought us more into the game.
Yeah, you seemed to you couldn't find that rhythm that you know that the players are capable of when they're all working together as a unit, and it just didn't come tonight, did it, Gary?
Yeah, it was difficult, you know. In fairness, Fermanagh, plenty of men back again, behind the play as well, but I thought we showed decent composure at times and trying to break them down, and listen, we did at times, and sometimes we got turned over some. Especially there at the end, I think we got turned over 12-12, the key period of the game. Like, and listen, they're young, Ushin, you know, it's a wee bit of an experience as well, so it is. But listen, they can put their all I asked for them all week and in the last week was to make sure that for the people coming from the hills of Donegal that they go out of here knowing that they give everything on the pitch, and they died in their boots there, so they did in the second half. Like, Karen McGlynn went for a tackle there, then he had nothing left, just fell on the ball, so he did, and they can go out of here and I can hold my hand, my heart. They're 100% better players. Go back to their club. They're smarter players. They're tactically smarter players. They have a good S&C base on them. They're a decent fitness level as well. And it's just frustrating as even though you know.
Yeah. And when you empty the tank like that so early, particularly, Gary, because you were chasing the game from early. Was Fermanagh out of the blocks quicker, so it was?
Yeah, and like it was a great start, but Nolan Kelm was causing his baller to start in, but I thought we did all right. Colm McFadden did well, and then after that he settled well into the game, and then obviously him going off as well, then I thought maybe give us a wee bit, probably helped us get back into the game, because he's such a key player, like for them. He's the best player in the senior team all year, so it wasn't frustrating when you see things like that, and they had their five seniors back, and obviously we have Oisín Gallen not allowed to play because of the GAA rules this evening.
Right, well, listen, before we talk about that, I suppose people weren't giving this Fermanagh team enough credit going into the game, Gary, because when Clem went off, they really stepped up to it, so they did when their big man went.
Aye, listen, one of our reporters mentioned me that they were 7-1 before the game, and I says somebody mentioned that to me earlier in the week, and I says Paddy Power must have somebody in work experience just give him a project to do, because then he needed to give Fermanagh 7-1 with the quality of the players they had. Five lads coming in the seniors, 7 or 8 McCrory Cup winners and Hogan Cup winners, and 7 or 8 boys that won an Ulster Club minor within a skill in Gales.
Well, listen, can we ask a question? Maybe discipline tonight as well, was a factor in this defeat?
Ach, listen, maybe a wee bit, so it was. We got a red card there at the end. It was a crucial stage. We just after swinging the level 12 each, and listen, it would have been a wee bit easier, but we had opportunity after that as well, and we gave the ball away when it was 12-12 as well, Ushin. We must have kept the ball, I would say, for down near 3 minutes anyway, so we did, and we just was a loose pass at the end. Like, and it's just frustrating with something like that when you see it happen during the game.
How frustrating is it for you, given the amount of work that you've put in? And I know the effort that you put in with this team from the long winter evenings and the hailstones and the rain to this point here now, was the work they put in was exceptional, and it's so frustrating when it doesn't work out at the first hurdle, Gary.
Aye, I know that's the real big thing. At least we had a league this year to get a wee bit of momentum and a bit of traction coming into it. But like, you know, I put a proposal in last year for a backdoor, I think I told you earlier, a round robin competition. Listen, you have to go two or three times in the GAA to get things through, maybe, and something probably we'll look at maybe as a county board putting it back in this year again. But it's just a bad end, Ushin, to a difficult week, so it is.
You mentioned Ushin Gallen. How frustrating is it that you have certain players not available to you, because Ushin would be only one of a couple?
Yeah, listen, when you look at Alton Kelm and Johnny Casty and Larkin McStravag and Young Jones there, so they are like all back in from their senior team. Like, Ushin Gallen, there's no beating around the bush. He's worth 6 or 7 points at under 20 level, so he's shooting 4 or 5 points for the seniors earlier in the year in the league. Like, and we got beat here tonight by 2 points. It was 12-12 going into injury time, you know what I mean? So there's no beating about the bush. It would have been a huge difference here this evening.
Yeah. Listen, it's not to be. It's come to an early end for the summer. This was your second year in charge of Donegal. How do you sum up the 2 years, Gary?
Listen, it's frustrating. Completely two different years. You know what I mean? Suppose there was a bit more expectation last year coming in with a group that we had as opposed to this year. But listen, 2 years done now. I think there's an option there with third, but listen, things, I'll just have to sit down because of the effort and commitment that's required for it, which I enjoy, but you need backing as well, and you need resources, and you need things to be made easier for you. And listen, a lot of time you're beating your head against the wall, so you are, and it's you don't always get what you want, and far from it. And we're very lucky that we had a lot of good people that came in and backed us this year that were outside of our group, and we're very much thankful to them that made things happen. But listen, it kind of sums it up to Oisin, the week that's on it as well, after Manus Kelly buried yesterday. You know, it's just a horrible week, and it's a bad end to it. But listen, it puts things into perspective too. I mean, like, I just want to remember how Mahal is eating and remember his family as well. Like, you know.
Big GA people, Gary.
Aye, listen, and you're a wee piece as well. Like, you did. I was driving the Wains to school on Thursday morning, so I was, and you came on the radio, so it did. And I was just going to do the car parking, so I was, and it's just, I broke into tears in the car, so it did. And it's like, he was someone that played with me since under 10s, all the way through, same age group, and won a minor championship with him 1996. Was actually the club's first county underage title, and he was actually full forward in the team. So I was in the opposite end, full back, and funny, in 2017, we actually won another thirds championship again. So we did for the Glen. So it was, and it was funny. We have a nice picture of it that day of the two of us with the cup.
Well, listen, we'll leave it at that. Hard luck today, and thanks for talking to us, Gary.